This is Interlochen Public Radio. That's the voice of world-renowned tenor Lawrence Brownlee. Brownlee has performed with leading opera houses and major orchestras all over the globe, and he's using his experience to add to opera's repertoire. IPR's Dan Wanchura caught up with him.
Lawrence Brownlee, you care a lot about diversity in opera, making it more relevant today. Tonight you're going to be performing a new series of songs that you co-commissioned based on the experiences of Black men in America today. It's called Cycles of My Being. Tell me, how did this project come about?
Cycles of My Being was a project that came about when I realized that I can use my art as a platform. I had done a recording of a song with a good friend of mine, jazz pianist Jason Moran, and we talked about the fact that we can use our voices, our instruments, our art form to say something that is close to our heart or something that's very important. And at the time when we were talking about this, it was when it seemed like every time you would turn on the TV or the internet, you know, you would pull up information or something about a Black man being mistreated or a lot of things that didn't sit well with me or Jason. And so I said, you know, I want to do something. I want to be able to talk about this because I feel like if we can take hold of the conversation, people can understand our side, our experience in America. And so I talked to the composer, the wonderful composer, Tyshawn Sorey, and who was doing great things, a guy named Terrence Hayes. Both of them are MacArthur Genius Grant Award winners. And we, three Black men coming from our different experiences, we wanted to collectively come together and present this this song cycle that really speaks to who it is we are in this country. We wake up every day looking in the mirror, knowing that our existence here is different than someone else's. Someone who has blonde hair and blue eyes is going to have a different experience.
I want to give listeners a preview of what they'll hear tonight. This is Lawrence Brownlee performing Inhale, Exhale from Cycles of My Being. America, I hear you hiss and stare. Do you love the air in me as I love the air in you? That's how the song cycle begins, Lawrence. Tell me about those lines in particular.
I love this country. My father served in the military. My uncle died in the Vietnam War. We love this country. I am very American. And sometimes the love that I have for this country, often we feel is not given back to us. So I hear you hiss and stare. Do you love the air in me as I love the air in you? I want to be a proud American, but some people treat me like I'm a second-class citizen, like my ancestry or my DNA is not from these parts, that I'm lesser American than other people. And so that's what we mean. I see you hiss and stare. I see you look at me when I'm riding in first class in the air, you know, in the airplane, or when I'm in a designer store and you think, what is this guy, this Black guy doing here because he doesn't belong? There are many instances on a day-to-day basis that you can realize that you're getting this type of treatment from someone who doesn't know you or understand you.
To me, it strikes me as interesting that opera would be the medium through which you did this. Mm-hmm. Because I think for many people, Lawrence, they have these connotations of opera being very predominantly white, mm-hmm. old, a little bit stodgy maybe. Mm-hmm. Using this art form to address Black men's experience in America today, were you concerned about how opera audiences might respond?
Not at all, actually. When you talk about, yes, this is a very European, archaic, old art form, and to have an African-American man, 46 years old, talking about this subject, someone may scratch their head saying, how does this, you know, how does this relate? But, you know, anyone who knows Lawrence Brownlee as an artist knows that I have really established myself in bel canto music, Rossini, Donizetti, Bellini. And so a nearly 20-year career of built up, I guess, respect and, you know, people have appreciated what I've done or offered in this art form. It gave me that cachet, or it gave me that audience to be able to speak to be able to say, okay, I've established myself. You all know who I am. But this gives me now the platform based on what I've done and what people have deemed successful. So I could veer off to something else that was close to my heart and gave me the place to be able to speak about it.
That was tenor Lawrence Brownlee talking with IPR's Dan Wanchura. This is Interlochen Public Radio.